This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. American Indian tribes are among those most impacted by climate change. That's according to Anne-Marie Chischilly. She's the executive director of the Institute of Tribal Environmental Professionals, or ITEP, at Northern Arizona University.
In my lifetime, I've seen grasslands go to sand dunes, and they're migrating quite rapidly. And so if your earth is changing in rapid succession, everything you know about hunting, collecting berries, gathering your water, gathering your wood, all changes. And so you're having to adapt at an alarming rate.
Many tribes were nomadic before reservations were established and were able to move when conditions changed. Today, Chischilly and ITEP are helping some 540 tribes develop adaptability plans for a changing environment within reservation boundaries.
What we're asking them is to look at 20, 30 years down the line and how we can build sustainable energy solutions into their programs, whether it be solar or wind or some cases it's hydro. So it really depends on their region and what resources they need and what they really want as a sovereign nation.
As a member of the Navajo Nation herself, Chischilly knows the important role nature plays in the lives and rituals of Native people.
There's a concept in Navajo. It's called Hajon. It means beauty. The Hajo is all around you. It's part of the way you live every day. And that balance is part of what I'm doing today, is making sure that my life and my children's life will continue to be in balance with this earth.
Chischilly says strategic climate and energy planning is one of the ways tribes can preserve their traditions in a changing world. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.